Hello, I'm James of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Julia Dixon of Franklin High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So, how does it feel to be a Rose Festival Princess?
It definitely feels like very mixed emotions. I was really nervous at first during the announcement, but then I was super excited to hear the news. And I never thought this would happen. So I'm really excited, and it's just a lot happening at once.
Well, how does it feel to represent your school?
It feels good. I'm really connected to Franklin. My sisters both went here, and I've been seeing the theater productions here for the past like 10 years. So I really like Franklin, and I really like a lot of the people here. So it feels great to represent us.
Can you tell me more about the theater productions?
Yeah. So our theater productions are incredible. Our theater teacher, Josh Forsyth, has been teaching here for over 10 years. And every fall we do a musical, and every spring we do a regular play, and anyone can audition for them. There are acting classes, but you don't have to be in an acting class to audition for a musical. This fall we did The Little Mermaid, and I was Ursula, and it was really fun.
Well, how did that feel?
It felt incredible. I didn't really know how to sing until recently. I was always an actor and not really a singer, so I didn't think I would ever get a lead in a musical. So it was an incredible experience.
Why'd you want to become a Rose Festival princess?
I wanted to become a Rose Festival princess for a few reasons. My fifth grade teacher was a Rose Festival princess, and she's one of the coolest, most like interesting, inspirational people I've ever met. And also, I really like our city, and I think the Rose Festival is a really cool company, and I wanted to help represent our city as a Rose princess.
So it seems like your fifth grade teacher was a big inspiration for you. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. Her name's Kelly Connolly. She just made such a difference in my life. She used to teach our math assignments in songs, and it helped me so much with memorizing all the different equations. She was just the most kind, thoughtful, hardworking person. She always seemed so like organized and happy, and every day, no matter what was going on. And I just want to be more like her. And that's partly why I'm doing this.
So what was your community's reaction to your selection?
It was incredible. I had a bunch of my friends from theater in the front row. They were all holding hands from anticipation. And when I won, they were all so excited for me. And they know that I've been thinking about this for a while, so it's a big deal for me, and they're really happy for me.
Are there any other reasons why this is important to you?
Yeah, I think Portland has definitely had some struggles in recent years with a lot of different things like the pandemic, the housing crisis, inflation. So I really love our city, and I really want to help support our city through community service and also through just increasing pride for our city, because we do, so many of us really love Portland so much, and I think that will help us get through some of our issues.
What life experiences have helped you find the confidence to do this?
Theater has definitely been the main life experience that has given me this confidence. When I was considering doing this scholarship, a lot of people told me, like, are you sure? Wouldn't it be kind of embarrassing to have a video shown in front of the whole school? And it is. It definitely takes some courage, but I'm used to that from getting on stage in front of the school for theater productions. So that was the main thing that prepared me.
Well, the Rose Festival theme this year is Dream Forward. Tell us, what is your dream for Portland?
Yeah, my dream for Portland is, I imagine that over time, the Rose Festival will be even more ingrained in the Portland community. It's already such a great celebration, but I think the Rose Festival could continue to help Portland kind of to help with some of our issues, to help support local businesses, to help just increase our pride and involvement in our city. So I think in the future, Portland could be even more happy and vibrant and flourishing than it already is.
Well, what would you say is your favorite local business?
Wow, that is a really hard choice. I'm gonna have to go with Staccato Gelato. They're a local gelato shop near me, and they have rose flavored gelato, which I think would be an incredible addition to like rose parades or something too. That's just the most delicious gelato ever. I've had it for my past 3 birthday cakes. I've had gelato cakes made of rose gelato.
Well, what are some hobbies that you love inside and outside of school?
Yeah, I love theater. I love doing the musicals outside of school. I really like to sing. I take voice lessons. I've been in outside of school choirs before. Yeah, I like doing community service activities and singing and doing theater.
What are your plans for the future?
For the next 4 years, I'm going to be in college. I'm going to be majoring in psychology, and eventually I want to get a PhD and become a clinical psychologist. I have been in therapy for a while for anxiety, and it has been a huge help to me. And so I want to be able to help other people like that.
Well, are there any other career choices you thought of?
I've debated a lot of career choices. I've thought of being a business owner. I have an 8-page Google document of invention ideas. So I've thought of inventing something and trying to create a business out of that. I've also thought about going into the film industry because I love acting. So I would love to be a film actor or maybe a producer. Definitely, there are lots of options open.
What would you say is your favorite of those inventions of your 8 pages of invention ideas? And what,
Oh.
and also which one of those do you think would be the most likely to succeed?
Oh, that is a great question. Wow. I haven't even looked at that document in a really long time. One that I was really passionate about was this like edible, buildable cookie dough where it would not have any eggs and the flour it would be pre-cooked so that there wouldn't be any microorganisms. So people could play with it like Play-Doh, but then eat it. And then it could also be cooked into fun shapes. And I would sell little like artist design tools to help them craft little buildings or structures out of the edible cookie dough Play-Doh thing. And I think that would also be the one that's most likely to succeed. I think people would be down for like an edible version of Play-Doh.
Well, now it's time for some fun questions. Do you use social media? And if so, what is your favorite social media site and why?
I do use social media. I'd say Instagram is my favorite site because I get to see what all my friends are up to. And yeah, it's the most like connected to my community because I've also used TikTok in the past, but most of my friends aren't really posting on TikTok, so I don't really see what they're up to through that.
Do you have any favorite music artists or songs?
Yes, I'm actually the co-captain of the Taylor Swift Club at my school. So I love Taylor Swift. I'm also in a really big Phoebe Bridgers phase right now. My video for this Rose Festival scholarship was put to the tune of Garden Song by Phoebe Bridgers, because I love Phoebe Bridgers.
Everyone has a secret superpower. We want to know, what is your secret superpower?
Oh, that is a great question. I would say I'm very fast at memorizing things. It's probably partly from all my theater training. So if you, yeah, I have a bunch of digits of pi memorized. I love to memorize and I'm pretty good at it.
Well, can you state the digits of pi up to what you remember?
I can. 3.14159265358575323 84626433833.
Wow, that's pretty far.
Yeah, I used to have more memorized, but that's like my base memorization amount.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to be here today. I've been speaking with Rose Festival Princess Julia Dixon from Franklin High School. I'm James, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS and KBPS.AM.
Thank you.